عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابهم منتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. Today was the 10th of the month of Ramadan, the anniversary of the departure of the loyal and dedicated wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Lady Khadija al-Kubra alayha salam. The Prophet said about her, آمنت بي حين كفر بي الناس. She accepted me as the messenger of God when people declined to accept me as the messenger. وأعطتني حين منعني الناس. And she gave me and provided me when people declined to provide me. وواستني بمالها حين منعني الناس. And also she made her wealth available to me when member in my community, the members of my community denied me any help and assistance. And the Prophet kept remembering Khadija. Khadija, وَمَنْ مِثْلُ خَدِيجَ. Who can become like this lady? Always he would say. Who can become like Khadija in her dedication, in her ikhlas, earnestness and sincerity? The best wife to the Prophet, a wife of 28 years, during the most difficult times of his life. The most difficult times of his life, this lady, this wife was next to him, supporting him, providing him with strength, encouragement. Always when the Prophet goes out in Mecca, and the answer of Mecca to him were rocks and stones, Khadija was behind the Prophet, supporting him, cleaning the blood from his body and his clothes when he comes back home. A lady who passed away on the 10th of Ramadan, and she left the Prophet alone. Before her, a man left the Prophet again a few weeks before, and that is Abu Talib alayhi salam. And when the Prophet was left with no helpers and no protection after Abu Talib and Khadija, Allah said to him, now it's time for you to leave this city, Mecca. Your place is not in this city anymore, because you are left without defenders. And God gave him permission to leave the city of Mecca and migrate to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Rahmatullahi ta'ala ala Khadija. May Allah shower his blessing on her soul in the paradise, and may Allah allow us to be in her company and the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. Dua al-Yawm al-Ashir, the special supplication of the 10th of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma aj'alni fihi min al-mutawakkilin alayk. Waj'alni fihi min al-faizin ladayk. Waj'alni fihi min al-muqarrabin ilayk. Bi-ihsanika ya ghayat al-talibin. The highest level of faith and iman is the degree of tawakkul, putting your trust and your confidence in God. Darajatu tawakkul. And this level is not available for everyone. And it is not easy to reach this level of faith. The imams, they tell us that iman has many levels, like a huge building that has many stories. There is level number 1, 2, 3, 4, up to the highest one. Not anyone would be able to reach the level of trust and confidence in God, because it requires a lot of work, a lot of spiritual struggling, a lot of spiritual exercises and mujahadat and strifing. It does not come free. One has to spend time, his effort, his time, his energy to be able to reach the level of tawakkul. At-tawakkul wal-i'timadu ala Allah. To depend on Him. Absolute dependence on Him. Absolute trust and faith in Him. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, faith has four pillars. In this masjid, we have 6 pillars. Faith has 4 pillars. It depends on 4 pillars. The first one, at-tawakkul ala Allah azza wa jal. The very first one, the very first foundation of faith is to put your trust and confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is tawakkul? Tawakkul has been misunderstood and sometimes misinterpreted by many people. Some people, they have the negative interpretation of tawakkul, not positive. Tawakkul means that in every step that we take, every action that we do, every enterprise that we embark upon, there are 2 dimensions and 2 sides and 2 elements, 2 requirements for this project to succeed. There are 2 elements. One, al-asbab al-zahiriyya, the external elements. The second, al-asbab al-ghaybiyya, the internal elements, the unseen, we don't see them. The first one, we see them. The second one, we don't see them. 2 types of asbab and elements of success. One, zahiri, external, physical. And this is our share. This is our part. This is our duty. We have to do them. We have to do the zahiri, the external. And we leave the second elements to God, al-ghaybiyya, the unseen, the spiritual, the internal, we leave them to God to take care of them. Any amal, any project would not be successful with one of them. Neither it is going to be successful only by the external elements that we do, nor it is sufficient to be by the unseen elements that God does. It has to be the combination of both. And this is a verse in the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسٍ. You do, God says, you do your part, I'll do my part. I promise you. Once you do your part, I will definitely do my own part. And then if you do your part, if you take care of the external elements, which I'm going to explain soon, then you have to have peace of mind. Then you should not live and worry about what will happen. You should not be anxious. You must have peace of mind. Once you do your work and ask God to do His work, then you have to be very peaceful and rest assured that this mission is going to succeed. And if it does not succeed, there is a reason, and a good reason for that. So you have to surrender to God. You have to surrender to Him. Don't say this is a failure. Sometimes We look at it as a failure, but God says, this is success. This is a profit. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah says, sometimes you may love to do something, to achieve something, but this is terrible for you. And sometimes you dislike something, you don't like it, you are worried about it, but it is good for you. Why? Because God says at the end, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Verily, because God knows what is best for you. You don't know what is best for you. We can't see ahead of us what is ahead. God can see ahead of us, millions of years ahead of us. We cannot see. If I remove my glasses, I don't see. I see ghosts here. I can't see my way. We wear glasses. God does not wear glasses. God can see what is good for us. If you put your trust in Him, if you don't put your trust in Him, He might not help you. He's not obliged to help you. But if you put your trust and tell Him, God, I did my share, I did my part, I did my homework, now it is yours. So He does His part. Now, what is the external part? I'll give you a few examples of that. One of them is the students. At the time of finals and exams, many students, they say, Sayyid, pray for me. Give me dua. I need a powerful dua to pass my exam. I say, yes, sure. A very powerful dua is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The most powerful dua. Very powerful. But then before you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you have to study well, very well. You should not waste your time. If you don't waste your time and you say Bismillah with full conviction and understanding and appreciation of the meaning, the deep meaning of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, definitely you're going to pass the test. You are not going to fail. Provided that you do your homework. Dua alone cannot work. Allah says, I am not going to listen to your dua if you are lazy. If you don't study, don't call upon me. Don't waste your time. The second example is someone who's seeking healing. Allah says the healing from me, but it has some practical steps you have to follow, you have to take. Go and see a doctor. Go and see a good doctor. Go to the hospital. Follow the doctor's instructions and then say, Ya Allah, I am there for you. I'm going to help you. But sitting at home and doing nothing and then saying, Ya Allah, I'm not going to help. Sorry. I'm not going to help. For money, to make money, Allah says, go to work. Search for a job. Search and search and search and search and search every single day. Don't sit at home. I was in Tanzania last year. My friends, after the lecture, they took me to a resort in the mountain. In the mountain, they showed me a lady working in the field. They told me, Sayyid, this lady is a blind. I could not believe. I got very close to her. I found out she's a blind. They say she leaves her house in the mountain and she comes down by herself every morning without any help. She comes to work in the field for several hours. She finishes her work and she goes back home. And she does not accept any financial help or assistance. She says, I can work. Allah did not give her eyes, but He gave her will, strong will. She puts her trust in God. And people of the village are proud of her. She's an iconic figure in her village. She's a source of inspiration for the old, for the young, for men, for women. I saw her. I met with her. I greeted her. Blind. And we get cold. We stay at home 10 days. Because we have cold. We don't go to work. Allah says you have to work. You have an energy. Appreciate what I have given you. Appreciate what I have given you. You want money? Go to work, I will send you the money. The money is there, reserved for you. But the money would not come down unless you go to work. Unless you show me you are serious. You are serious. When you go to work, you are preserving your dignity. Not just making some money. Preserving your dignity and your honor and your respect. You become a good example for your children, for your family members, for your friends. We have to defy this life. We should not succumb to the circumstances and say, oh, I'm weak, I'm sick, I'm tired, I cannot find a job. No. No. When you have a dream and you pursue the dream, you can accomplish it. There is no better and a clearer example for us, the Americans, in this country than President Obama. His father comes from Kenya to study here. He marries his mother. The father divorces the mother. She's a single parent. She takes care of her son. The father goes back to Kenya. He gets killed in a car accident. And she raises her son. He becomes a senator. And then he becomes the president for 2 terms. And if the law allows a 3rd term, we would elect him for a 3rd term. A black person. Despite all the prejudice we have about the colored people and the black people in this country. He made it because he was serious. He took life serious. I respect him because he is a serious person. Allah says, go forward, I will back you. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُ. Don't sit at home. So, the same thing with the farmer. Farmer goes to his field. He should leave early in the morning and work hard and then say, Ya Allah. The same thing with the businessman. The same thing with any person. This is the external side. Once we appreciate and do the external side, God says, I will do the internal one. Al-Ghaybi. I will send you the help. I will send you the aid. I would not let you alone. There is something called tawakul. We have tawakul, which is good, positive. We have something called tawakul. It is bad and negative. What is tawakul? The difference is alif, only alif. At-tawakul and al-tawakul. One alif in the middle. But there is a big difference between them. Tawakkul is to put your trust in God, to do your share and put your trust in God. Tawakkul means dependency on others and being irresponsible. To depend on your father for the rest of your life. Because my father is providing for me. Why should I go to school? Why should I work? Why should I care about what's happening? My father is there. He's an ATM machine. Anytime I need money, daddy, give me money. Or someone who depends on the government, for instance. He has physical health, mental health. He can work, but he says, Social Security are paying me. Why should I go and work? This is tawakul. This is a sense of irresponsibility. Sometimes you work, you are a hard-working person, serious person, your money is not enough to pay your rent. It's okay to get from the government. It's okay. It's not wrong. But not that someone stays at home and does nothing, and then he depends on others, on charities, on the government, on his uncle, on his father, on this. This is not good. You know what the Prophet ﷺ says? إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْغَضُ. God hates. God hates? Hates whom? يَبْغَضُ الصَّحِيحَ الْفَارِقِ. Someone who's fit, physically safe and fit, but he's doing nothing. He's doing nothing. He's wasting his time. He's doing nothing. He's fit. Not that he's disabled, or he's sick, or he has a problem. No. He's fit, physically fit, mentally fit, but he does nothing. Allah does not like him. لا في شغل الدنيا ولا في شغل الآخرة. Allah, The Prophet says, this guy, neither building this life nor building the hereafter. Now, some people do not build their akhirah, but at least they build their dunya. Donald Trump is building his dunya. I don't know about the akhirah. I don't know what will happen to him. Some people, they focus on the akhirah, they forget about dunya, which is wrong. Again, wrong. Allah says both. You have to strike the balance. وَاتَّغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Chapter 29, Surah Al-Qasas. Allah says, seek in what I have given you, the money, the intelligence, the ability to purchase your plot in the akhirah. At the same time, do not forget about your family, about your rent, about your health care, about your food, your shelter. So the Prophet said, this person who is neither doing anything for himself for that life nor this life, I don't like him. I don't like him. The second hadith, the Prophet says, إِنِّي لَأَبْغَضُ الرَّجُلُ. I hate the person, فَاغِرًا فَاهُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ, opening his mouth, yelling at God, يَقُولْ اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنِي وَيَتْرُكُ الطَّلِبِ. Always says, God, give me, but he does not go after it. Only by his mouth he wants God to give him. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't go after job. He doesn't go to his work. He's lazy, staying at home. He thinks that God has an ATM machine that drops money from above. God would never do this. Maryam alayhi salam, very honorable lady, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. When she got pregnant, imagine, and she's alone. No brother, no sister, no helper, no friend. And she started walking and walking until she reached a place where there were palm trees. God said to her, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًا. God did not say to her, stay under this palm tree. We're going to send the dates falling upon you. God said, Maryam, you have to work. Shake the palm tree. Shake. Huzzi. God could have said to her, relax, sleep there. I will send Jibreel to shake it or someone else, and you will find the dates. No, you have to do the work for yourself. You need to eat. You have to work. With Maryam, alone. A lady who is alone by herself, and she's pregnant, and she is shocked. She does not know what to tell her family when she goes back. Still, under these difficult circumstances, God says, you have to work. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجَدْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. I'm not sending the food free. God does not provide anything for free. God says, وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا. I created you. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. I created you in the best shape, the mental shape, mental capacity, physical shape, and you want to sit at home and do nothing? And then you ask me to provide you? I'm not going to do that. All the Anbiya were hard workers. All of them were laborers, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ali alayhi salam was very close to the Prophet, very close to him, the closest person on earth. According to Aisha, Aisha was asked, "Man أقرب الناس إلى رسول الله?" She said, from the females, definitely his daughter, Fatima, from men, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The closest one. But imagine when the Imam Ali moved from Mecca to Medina and the Prophet was there in Medina establishing the first state and Ali was there helping him. Ali at certain points had to work as a farmer because there were no free food as a farmer, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the day he asked for Fatima's hand, he was a farmer. He was a farmer. Ali, the noblest person on earth, the defense minister of Islam, the bravest person. He was working as a farmer in the farms of Medina, with the palm trees. A farmer. Work is a dignity. Amal Allah has given us amal, not just to keep ourselves physically busy with it, but to create sufficiency for us. So we provide for our families, and if we have extra, we provide for others. We have to take it serious. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا أَعْسَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ. Sometimes you live in an area where there is no jobs. It becomes usr. Usr means difficulty. If you experience difficulty in making money, in finding a job, إِذَا أَعْسَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ, the Prophet says, I have a solution for him. فَلْيَضْرِبْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Yadrib means it travels in the land. This is a metaphor in the Arabic literature, which is mentioned also in the Quran, Surah An-Nisa. إِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Meaning when you travel in the land. Travel, leave this neighborhood, go to another neighborhood. Go to another city. Go to another country. Don't stick to this land when there is no job opportunity for you. Go to somewhere where you can find a job opportunity. فَلْيَضْرِبْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغِي مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَغُمُّ نَفْسَهِ. Ask for God's bounty. God's land is very vast. Maybe God does not want you to stay here. Maybe God, He preserved provision and rizq for you elsewhere. Go elsewhere. Go elsewhere. Don't be depressed. The Prophet says, do not stay in somewhere where there is no jobs and depress yourself. وَلَا يَغُمُّ نَفْسًا. And the Prophet himself, my friends, the Prophet himself, he used to take the two elements, الظاهري والغيبي, the external and the spiritual, the unseen, the metaphysical. The Prophet himself. Allah says to him in Surah Al-Imran, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. When it comes to going to the war, consult your community. Shawirhum. This is the external part. Do your homework. Do your job. Consult them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتُ. When you resolve, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. See, tawakkul is the second step. Do your work first. Second, do tawakkul. This is the Prophet sallallahu. He cannot do depending entirely on God. God says to him, Ya Muhammad, I want you to work too, and your companions to work. The example of two battles within 1 year, Badr and Uhud. In Badr, the number of the Muslims were about 300. The number of their adversaries were over 1,000. They were outnumbered by their adversaries. But God saw the Muslims working hard to defend themselves. So He sent waves of angels to defend them. When Muslims saw angels defending them, in the second battle, Uhud, they said, why do we fight? God has angels, so many angels, they are defending us. So in the battle of Uhud, they did not want to fight. Not only that, they run away from the battlefield. They run away. Allah did not send angels. Allah said, I put angels on a standby. This is in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran. He said, there were angels on a standby. But when I saw you being not sincere, being lazy, you ran away, you did not follow your responsibilities, I did not send the angel. I'm not going to send angels on lazy people. He didn't send the angel. And the result, Muslims were defeated in the battle of Uhud. They were defeated. More than 70 people of them were killed. Same God, same angels. But the circumstances are different. Allah looks at the hearts. People who are sincere, He would help them. You as a father, you do the same to your children. When your children are lazy, you are not going to support them always. But when you see your son is hardworking, you keep supporting them. We don't like lazies. God is the same. He doesn't like people who are lazy. Who do nothing. Tawakkul means do your part and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing His part. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. For those who do their part and then they put their trust in God, فَهْوَ حَسْبُهُ. God is going to suffice them. They need no one if God is there. They need no one. They need help from no one, because God is enough for them. God suffices them. The hadith says, "Man ahabba an yakuna aqwa an-nas falyatawakkal 'ala Allah." If you want to be the strongest person in your community, put your trust and your faith and your confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.